We are continuing our shul Manotot Chaim. We are now in Shari Partzuf Zun Perigimo. In the old edition it's Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, and in the new edition we're on Reish Tzadi. Well, the truth is we started a few pages into the Perig, basically speaking about the Kavin Tzoi of Za, meaning how is the Kavin Tzoi derived, taken its shape through the Shefa which is brought in from Abba V'Ima. So we spoke about a little bit of it last time, so we're going to continue on Reish Tzadi. Hine, Me'achazi Dezav Elimata, Az Mizgali Ma'od, the Moach, the Dat, Emsoi. Now, from the Chazer, meaning from the chest of Zah downwards, Az Mizgali Ma'od, the Moach, the Das, Emsoi. Meaning that we know that Ima, as we explained last time, Ima descends to the chest of Zah. She penetrates inside of Zah, into the chest of Zah. And that's all as far as she can go. Because her Yosoid, which goes into the Kavim Soy of Zah, is Nigma Adar Chazib. And we know Mikan Le'abba is Mashpia, the Chasodim and the Gvuls, into the Guf of Zah. Because it's the sphere which is open. That's the only sphere which is open, which is Mashpia into Zah. Again, as mizgali ma'oz moach das ben tzoi, shuhu shehaya mislavish v'yesod ima kiniska, v'hem b'chinas chamisha chasodim v'chamisha v'chamesh gvoz. So those are the shefa coming up from the yesodema, soda ima, which is going into the das and down to the chaza of za, and is mashpir, what's called the chug, five of each. V'chasodim mitzchalikim. And the chasodim, that means the shefa, which is coming, the five chasodim are going to the five different spheres of Zah, which are chesed, gvur, tifel, netzon, hod, yisod, Zah. And the chamisha, that means five into five, chamisha, v'chamesh. Five chasodim into the five spheres of Zah. The gvurs, kulam nechlolim, yisod, Zah. And the gvurs all descend directly, all five gvurs collect themselves into the yisod, Zah. And then finally, that's going to go from the Yesod Zah into Nukva. That's the purpose. That's the chilek between the Chasodim and the Gvoz. The Chasodim stay in the Guf of Zah to grow Zah. That's the Mai Megadlim Zailan. And then you have the Gvoz which pass through Zah into the Yesod Zah and go into the Yesod Ima into Nukva in order to grow her Palsuf. And later on after this, we'll speak about more. In Perek Dalet about the growth of Nukva and so on and so forth. Now, a bit of a remez. V'ze sod Yitzchak. The Zohar speaks about the inin of Yitzchak, with Tikkun Zohar Chodesh, Daf Kuf Chav Ches, speaks about the inin of Yitzchak. She'os Yosov Ketzchai. Spell his name with a Kuf Tzadi and Ches and Yud. Ki ha-chamesh gvuos nikra Yitzchak. Five gvuos are called Yitzchak. Hem b'yesod nikra chai.
What do you five gvuos are called Yitzchak?
Because we know the Ariz explains to us in Shahakdomas that Avraham Avinu is keneged chesed. Yitzchak is keneged gvuos, and Yaakov is keneged Kavim Soy. So the Gvurs are Keneged Yitzchak.
It's not each of these five Gvurs.
No.
There's a collective five, which is called Yitzchak.
That's right. He's the Koach. He's the Koach of Koach Yamin. Koach Smol. Hem b'yesod nikra chai. And he's also b'chines chai. Why? Mepharshim explain, was chai after the Yud Yitzchak? Chai, because he's mechayev through this Gvurs, the lower bechinas, which is Nukva. Zah, we said, is mekabel the gvuos from Ima, and Zah is mispasha these gvuos into Nukva. That's the role of Yitzchak, was to take the Elyonim and to pass it through him in order for the mekabel, for the tachtonim to mekabel that. So he was mechai the tachtonim. Vuhu shuhu so siu v'ketz ketzaguf. Meaning that Za takes the gevurz for ima, puts it into the ketav guf, which is the yesod. That's the ketav guf, and that's yitzchak. Yitzchak is the ketav guf just before to be spashed into nukva, into the tachtonim. V'omem, also that's the mitzad abba, amaluvish b'yesod abba, mispashed gamken der kavim tzoyd za. So far we spoke about ima bringing inside of her the moichim into za, into the kavim tzoyd za. Now we're speaking about abba, which is actually inside of ima, doing the exact same thing. The kavim tzoyd of, which is particularly the yesod of abba, carrying the moichim of das inside the yesod of abba, is going to go into the kav, the three spheres of the kavim tzoyd, which is das, tiferes, and yesod. Those are the three bechinas which yesod the abba is going to carry in with him. He's going to mishpia on those three different spheres of Zah. So again, Omnam, or is the Das, the Mitzad Abba, Meluvosh v'Yisod the Abba, Mispashit Gamkev Deir Kavim Tzoyd Zah. Omnam, Liyosav Yisod Ducha, Hu Oroch Mispashit Yosav Lemata B'Smisiyum HaYisod Ima, V'Hu Yored V'Nimshachad Yisod Zah. So we know the Yisod Chushenayim, we know the Yisod of Zah, of a Zoch is longer than the Yisod of Ima, of a Nekeva, and therefore it's Mispashed, his Yisod is Mispashed all the way down past the Yisod of Ima, all the way down to the end of the Yisod of Zah. Omnam, and that's the whole Dizbar, Shikol Echad Mehem Yesh Bo Shlosh Pchokim. As we know, not only the Yisod goes down, also the Netzach and Hod goes down. And the way it works is that when the path of the Elyon goes down into the path of Tachten, it's coming down with its lower three spheres, Netzach, Hod, Yesod. And those Netzach, Hod, Yesod is split into three Chalakim. Omnam, Yesod, the Yesod, which is Yesod Abba, Ein Borak, Shnei Pchokim. So the Netzach means the right foot of Abba, which is coming down split into three parts. As we see, our leg is split into three parts. The left leg of Abba, or Ima for that instance, is also split into three parts, as we see our left leg is also. But the Yesod is split into two parts. It's a short Eva. Now, he qualifies himself. The Alpha Pishon's Chalik Shlosha Shlishim, even though we know we're going to split into three parts, all them you have to remember, it's Shnei Pchokim. Elishim's Chalikim Shlosha Shlishim. It's two parts that we're actually going to split into three. And we're going to see the Nafka Mina in that. Obzeh Tovin, Masha Amalnu to Betchilas Bezman Yinika. Remember the three different Zmanim and the growth of this part of Azar, which is Ibul. Number two, Yinika. Number three is Gadlus, which is called Ibul Sheni. Obzitavi Masha Amalnu to Betchilas Bezman Yinika. Lo hayu bezag kavim tsoi shelo, rak tifels yesod bevat. The kashe higdilo amorchim de za ache Ibul Sheni, which is the third stage. As nitzhav me'elo shtayim nasi gam b'chinas hadas deza v'hayu b'kavim tzayim deza shlosha sfiros das tiferes yisod. So again, we know the stage of Yanika, you have two levels, right? You only have, let's talk about the middle calf to make things simple. So the middle calf, you had tiferes and you had yisod. Those are the only two spheres that Zah had in the middle calf, tiferes and yisod. Tiferes we're going to split into three parts, and Yesod into three parts. So we have six Pokim altogether. So these two are going to be put together. The two middle ones will be put together, and the two top ones will be put together. So it's going to look like this. So from three, which is two spheres, right? You have Tiferes and you have over here. You have Tiferes and you have over here Yesod. They're going to conglomerate together, and you're going to have this formation. Two, two, and two. Now what does that happen? When the new shepherd comes from above, it's going to add a chelik to every three sections. So this top section is going to receive a section from above. The middle section, another, and the other two is going to receive one as well. So you're going to have then three, three, and three. So it comes out from the two, which is Tiferes and Yesod, you're going to have Das, Tiferes, and Yesod. V'haya b'zeh ha'oifen, remember, as we said, we start off in the Yizman Ibo Yinika, only two spheres in the middle calf. כל אחד מהם מתחלקים לשלושה שלישים, שהם שישה שלים. We're going to have six parts to this. Out of the two spheres, we split into three each one. כאשר יגדילו ונעשה בחינה זה דעס, when the top two join up with the new chayuk, which is coming from above, which is called Ibo Sheini, then that's going to make the das. Hayah ba'ofen, v'hayah b'zeh ofen. Shish ha-shlishim nechluku l'shosh ha-chalokim. Shnei shlishim elyonim d'tifel t'nasa mehem das. Shnei shlishim em tzoi shehem shlish tachton d'tifel v'shlish elyon d'yisod. Nasa mehem t'tifel t'zah. ושני שליש תחתונים דייסוד נעשה בהם בחינס יסוד. So as we said the last two of the יסוד, two חלוקים יסוד becomes three, that becomes the יסוד. The middle two, which is the top part of the יסוד and the bottom part of the תפארס, will now become the תפארס, and the top two of the original תפארס of זה will now become the דס על ידי the שפע עליון. Al der zeg dilu b'china shnei kavim yamin and small, also exactly same thing and right and left side. Kitchila lo aya b'kol kav mehem rak shnei sviros v'achikah gedulu v'nasi shlosha sviros b'kol kav mehem. Ela sheyesh hefresh mehem. There's a difference between the middle kav and the two other kavim. And what is that? And it's as follows. She'achesed netzar shebekav yamin, the sphere of chesed and Netzach, which is both on the right hand side, Vagur behold, Shvikav small, Kol Mida Mehen, Yeshbo Shlosh Shlishim, as we said in the middle calf. Shem Shlosh Pchokim Nifrodim Zemeze, because Sphira Mehen, Kiniska Besefa Zor, Pashas Varchi, Beinian Yud Beishvotim Nichlolim, and Nichlolim Bedalet Spheres, Veelu Keneged Deleg, Dalet Degolim, Dalet Degolim. This is very interesting. Agav is telling you how the formation of the Yud Beis Shevotim was, and what is that? That we find that you had Chesed and you had Netzach on the right hand side at the beginning of the growth of Zah. On the left hand side you had Gvuah and Hoyt. The Gimel Chalokim of Chesed, remember, look at your right arm, you have three Chalokim, 1, 2, 3. That is Keneged Reuven, Shimon, Gad. Well, let's start with Reuven, Shimon, Gad. Your three chalokim of your leg, which is your netzach, is keneged Ephraim, Menashe, Binyamin. Your left hand side is Yehuda, Yisachar, Zevulun, and the whole is keneged Dan, Asher, Naphtali. Those are the Yud Beis Shevotim. That was the formation of them. That was the formation of the Ibo of Zah, in the earlier stage.
It's just the same way the way with. I mean, it's machlekes if you like that.
Yeah, it's machlekes, right? So. So how's the Ariza paskening? How's the Ariza paskening? One of the shitas. Alright.
I was
going to mention two soup. Right. Okay, so let's continue. But the Yesod, Afal Pish, Nichlak, Levan. This is the Nafka Mida between the right.
I mean, where did you get it from?
The Tikkun Zohar. Tikkun Zohar. But he says, the Zohar Pashas Vaichi, sorry.
I mean, he doesn't mention who's who. I mean, that was you.
Yeah, there he says it. There he says it. Yeah. So, okay, now again, we're making chilek between the two extreme kavim, which is the right kav and the left kav and the middle kav. Okay, what's between the two extreme kavim and the middle kav? The answer is those three kavim, those two kavim, has three chalakim to it. Okay, three chalakim in the top part, which is chesed, three chalakim in the netzach, and same thing on the left hand side. Except when you come to the middle kav, the spheres are not going to be split like that. When it comes to yisod, particularly. That will be split into three. Tifel split into three. But Yesod, when it comes to Yesod, is not going to be split into three parts. It's a short limb. It's the shortest limb that we have. And therefore, it's really Be'etzim split into two parts. We have the Yesod and the Ateretz Yesod. Those are the two Chalakim. Now we'll see that we do in order to match it up with the Sefiras, and the different chalakim, we do split into three. But again, b'yisod, we'll see it enough kamina between what I'm saying here. It's actually only two parts. Again, אבל יסוד אף פי שנחלק לשלושה שלישים, אין רק שני פחוקים לבד, ונמצא כי כאשר שליש עליון של יסוד נעשי ממנו תפארת בעץ הגדולת כניסקה. Remember, how is in the זמן הגדולת, that means the third final phase of the growth of Zah, which is the הגדולת stage. We know that the two חלוקים of תפארת are going to grow into the das, and the lower chelik of tiferes and the higher chelik of yisod are going to grow into the tiferes, and then the lower two chalakim yisod are going into the yisod. But we're going to have a chelik of yisod which is going to join on to the chelik of yisod of ima, or actually abba, is going to join on to the lower chelik of the yisod of zah to make the yisod of zah. But he says, though, it's going to be mechuba to the tiferet. Why? Because the yisod, you can't split up the yisod. Remember, Nachmo, the yisod of Zah has three chalakim, and that's why we split it up. But we said, really, it's only two chalakim, the chalik of the yisod of Zah and the atels yisod of Zah. So even though we're going to split them up, technically, and put this chalik of the yisod of Zah with the other chalakim of tiferet to make the tiferet, but really, they're always mechuba with the yisod. The two chalakim, two higher chalakim of yisod are always mechulik, or are always the same, always attached to each other. And therefore, you cannot split it up. So again, ein ashlish ahu b'chinas perak shalom b'fnei atzmo. Le'tziba zu, afa pishenasi mimene tiferes, even though the top chalik of the yisod joins up with tiferes, adai nikra b'shmo yisod. That's a chilek of the yisod which is attached to the goof of the body. Ki lo nifrad, even though we're changing in its name, but it's not nifrad. V'yesh lo itkashchus ima yisod. V'zesod ma shikosu v'zoh parshas pinchas de goof v'briz chashvin enchad. It's all one. Let's continue. V'nafzo le'inu. Leva ini yisod de abba. Kine, yesh bo shnei pachokim v'hem yisod v'atels yisod. So we know there's two chalakim to the yisod. V'ini, ha-yisod hu orach yosef v'atora, right? One chilek is longer than the other. L'chein ha-yisod hu nichlak l'shnei chalakim. Chilek yishon shorash yisod mushrash munach ben shtei yirchayim shenetzach yehod. We know that yisod is attached to the goof, which is the tiferes, but it's shoved with your right leg and left leg, right? That's where it's attached. So yisod, netzach, the beginning of the netzach, and the beginning of the hod are all aligned. Can move on. As b'chushinayim. Aval sham em uchuborim yachad shloshtam, shem netzach hod yisod, mitkashkem yachad shloshtam. Bebechinas chelik yisod ze nas is das deza מצד אבא, כי הוא מחובה עם חוכמה בינה שבראש ירחיים שהם נצח הוד אבא. Meaning that, remember, we're talking about Abba's Netzach Hod Yisod, which is coming down into Zah and building up Zah's all three levels, Chabad, Chagat, and Nayiv. That means the Zah, the Abba, when he's bringing down his Netzach Hod Yisod, in there we have again the Chabad, the Morchim of Zah, in the Levushim, or the Kelim of Zah, Abba, and that's going to be Mishpashin in all Eses spheres, all Tisha spheres of Abba, of Zah again. So, as this Mishpashin is happening, we have to look at the alignment. Since we find the Netzach Hod Yisod of Abba are equal, they are aligned, therefore when they come down to Zah, they're also going to be aligned. Therefore the Yisod, and Netzach Hod Yisod, of Zah are going to be equal, like we find by the Chokhmah being a Daz, all equal, the three brains are more or less equal. Vishu is Pashus Orech Zeh Chelek Elyon the Yesod the Abba, Hinehu Nimshach Atzium Shlisha Elyon the Tiferes the Zah. So let's take the middle cap again. So as we find that the Yesod of Abba is coming in, how far does it span? Remember the Yesod of Abba is split into two parts, the Chilika Oroch, and then you have the Tels Yesod. The Chilika Oroch of Zah is going to come into the middle cab of Zah, and it's going to go as far as the Chazir. The Chilik Elyon of the Yesod of Zah, so the Abba. Again, Shiris Pashus Orech Zeh Achelik Ha'Elyon Yesod Abba. Hine hu nimshach at siyum shlish elyon de tifer zeza ad shuhu ad achazan. So this chest. Vuhu mamash ki shiris pashu siyum yesod at elze ima. Ima, when she comes in with her yesod also until the yesod zeza. Chelik etachlan yesod de abba now, which is means the chelik em soy, hu bechinas a yesod achay hiparudu merechoyim, right, which leaves the goof, means which is the dangling part of the yesod, not the one is mechul, not the ones that attach to the goof, and which is misfarek dahainu, the yesod is attached to the goof, that means it's attached to netzach and hod. But the further you go down to the yesod, it's going, it's mispardu from the netzach and hod, as we see b'chol shenayim. The nivdal b'fnei atzmo v'shu is pashtuso hu mechazed deza. Until basically to the end of the goof is going to be the chilek emsoi of the yesod of zah abba. Ubezit tavin ki kemoshach shemechaze v'lemata nifdal yesod mit netzah hod de abba toch zah. Kein za atzmo ad chaze hayushtei zorosav midabikim im gufo min chaze velemata nifrodim akavi zorosav yeminu small miguf shukavim soy vehavim ze. Now, interesting enough, he's telling you why is za built, and for that reason, why are we built as we are? Why are our arms separate from our goof? So he says as follows, because what's happening over here is that we are doimed to what we receive. So we're receiving from Abba, we're receiving Netzach HaYosod, as we said. Netzach HaYosod, the Perikel Yonim of them are attached. That will reflect, when it's coming down, will reflect this attachment of our Netzach HaYosod, that means the reflection of the Pchokim of our Chokim and Soyim, the Chagat also being attached to that stage. Masha Einkin, as is getting further down in the goof of Abba, as the Yesod now is dangling down, the Netzach and Hod are no longer attached to the Yesod. Therefore, the arms now, we can see this reflection, mirror image of our arms not being attached to our Kavim Soyim. That's exactly it. Let's do that again. Obizit tavin ki kemosha chaze v'lemata avza nifrad v'nivdal ayesod menetzach and hod. Right, from the chaze v'lemata means all the way down the goof. The netzach and hod yesod are nifrad. The abba toch za, as is going down into za, it's splitting. Kein za atzmo ad chaze. Hayu shtei zrosav midabikim en gufo. O min achaz velemata nifrodim kave zrosav yamin usmo meaguf shu akav imsoye haven ze. Okay? Doimet abba, we are doimet. And it says, well, he's nifrod, we are also nifrod at that point in time. Let's continue. Now, I just mentioned that there is a kasha from the Ol Zeruach, a very important kasha to bring down. Brought down Matuk Midvash over here, that the Ol Zeruach is asking, which is Rav Meir Papirush, who's the Masad of the Etz Chaim. He writes the Mevsore Erza Loka that we find is Nishta Zorah really better. Because you would think that the way it's set up is according to this like for like. It should be that our minachazeh, that means our arms should be attached to our chazeh. If the cutoff point is that the yesod, the abba, comes all the way down to the chazeh, to the chest, it should be that our arms are attached to the chest, which is not the case. Our arms are attached to the top part of that chilek, of the shoulders, not to the chest. So it's a bit of a kasha on the metzias over here. So he wants to give a teres as follows. He said that since that most people walk around with their arms really side by side, and what fluctuates is the lower part of the arms, really that's where we do all the movement from, and this part is not really what, you know, jumps up and down when we move our arms, therefore it's as if the chalokim of the Perek Elion over here is mamish ad chazeh. Mamash al Chazir. That's what he wants to say. The Beis Lechem Yehuda wants to give a different tale. It's a big aside. He wants to say that when we say that we're doime to za, meaning that we're doime to za when we get influence from the shef of ima. And since the shef of ima is the shef which is coming down, then remember, she has two halakim to yesod, and yesod be'etzem only finishes at the goron. And her tail to the yesod falls a bit lower down to the chest. Therefore, the yesod, when we mendam ourselves to the yesod of ima, we mendam ourselves only to the perik elyon of yesod ima. That's the ikka, and that's where we found the attachment and the dimyum, like for like. Why our arms are attached dafka by our shoulders, opposed to attached further down to our chest. That's what he wants to say. And he brings a raya for that, interesting enough, that he brings down from Shach Kavonus, Shach Domus, sorry, that the Ariza says, sorry, Shach Psukim, Taf Dalit, he says as follows, Da, Kishenivu Odom Rishom, Adaim Loyu Bizar Rak Mochim Mitzad Ima Levad. So there was a boy toys that there is a period of time that Odom was fashioned according to the Mochim Mitzad Ima Davka without having the Mochim Mitzad Abba. And therefore, since he was fashioned that way, therefore, the dimion that we are, and why we're fashioned that we are, why the hind, why our arms are attached dafka by our shoulders, not by the chazim, is because we're dormant to ima. We're only dormant to ima. Okay, so let's finish off. Now, what about the atels yisod the abba? He said, "Vehine atels yisod the abba him itlabesh is toch yisod the za." Now, the last part of the Yesod, the Abba, is going to go all the way down to Yesod, and including the Atel Yesod de Zah. V'sho zoi se Atel kishiu kol Yesod de Zah kulo. Hari nimsa, ki b'china shnei kavim, netzachot de Abba ve'ima, ein shinoi ben Abba ve'ima. There's no difference whatsoever. All the kav yamin of Zah, of Abba ve'ima, go all the way down to the kav yamin of Zah. All the calves small of Abba Ve'ima go all the way down the calf small of Abba Ve'ima, of Zah. Shikur mistaimi b'yisum netzar ho de Zah atzmo mamish b'shavu until the end of Atzilus. V'gam ki ha'orisem mechusim b'kerim de Abba Ve'ima. All everything's mechusim, as we know, chushanayim. We have no openings on our arms and legs. Aval shinuhu b'kavim soy. There's a shinu kavim soy. The only difference is there's enough community between the Zah Abba coming in and Ima coming into Zah, and it's as follows. She saw the Abba mispashed bekol orer kavim soy de Zah, as we saw. The Atel Yisod, the Yisod, and the Atel that Yisod the Abba goes all the way down to Yisod de Zah, Atzim Yisod de Zah. But Yisod the Ima mistaim bechazim de Zah. It only stops at the chazim. What are they carrying in them? They're carrying the koach of das, the shef of das. Yesh bem shinoi. She'os the das the ima misgali mechazin dezav lemata. Since the yisod the ima falls short, falls only to the chazin dezav. There she opens up and releases the chasadim megulim. So we started off. That's oros megulim. And then the shefa, which is coming from Abba, which is Das, and the sword of it goes all the way down to the final sphere of the Kav himself, which is Yesod Zah, that's completely Mechuse. And it's not Megale Le'oilam. The only kasha I have is that you have to say Le'oilam is a bit lavdavka, because we've seen Purim, a chidush in Purim, that the Atels Yesod the Abba does come out. It's the only time of the year, so I would say it's likely that Le'olam is all every single day of the year except for Purim. Okay, we still have a few more minutes. I think let's continue the next parak. Parak Dalet. This is the last parak in Patsuf Zun. In Isvah in Zah be'atzmo, after Isvah der Klolos Shlosha Patsuf Machir. New sugya. After we finish explaining Zah, his three kavim. Now we're going to explain the patsuv which comes out from Zah. Now there are three patsuv we'll speak about. Shem Rachel, Nukva de Zah, Nikra Yisrael. Zah is called Yisrael, right? So Nukva de Zah, which is called Rachel, is coming out from Zah. Yaakov and Leah. Those are number two and number three. Kishlosha elo neachazim bo v'yotzi mimeno ader zen nizbayim. Okay, so these three partsufim, Rachel, Yaakov and Leah, are coming out from Zah. We'll explain how. Da, ki mitzad amorchim ispashtim b'Zah. We know the Morchim are coming from Abba Ve'im, as we said, coming to Zah, and Zah spewing over this Shafa and creating three new Patsufim. Da, ki mitzad amorchim ispashtim b'Zah, af al pi shetzrichim lo le'atzv. He takes the Morchim, and he needs it to grow his own Patsuf. Im kol ze yotzi mehem oris l'chutz, still some spew over. Ki lemala b'mokom amorchim atzmam, asher sham kol b'chinas riboy oris mehem. So what's coming out? First of all the moach, all the sheva comes into his head. Therefore there's a riboy of koach over there. As a heiro ha'oris l'chutz der achore za, v'yotzi parts of leya b'achore za lemala מהראש עד החזית הזו, יצתה מבחינת הארץ המוכרים למצד אימא, שנוקבה כמוה, שאין לה רק מסך אחד בלבד לבקוע ולצאת. So he says as follows, that we know that Leah comes from the Achoraim of Ima. When she broke, the Achoraim that Ima broke, she created what's called Leah. Where did she land up? By the dust behind Zah, by the dust of Zah, Adah Chazir. So therefore, when Zah is receiving the Shefa, he's receiving the Shefa, and there's a Ribu Shefa in his head, the Shefa is going to protrude the back of his head, go through the dust, and feed Leah. Now what's going to come down exactly, which chelik of the das, that means he has das coming in from the bechinas of Ima, he has das coming from the bechinas of Abba, so Zog Terav, Zog Dariza, the mochim which coming in bechinas Ima is going to go, which is very matim, because that's koach of Nukva, which is going into the keli of Nukva. That means the koach of Ima is going to go into Leah. And now, since remember that Ima's on the outside and Abba's on the inside, it's very important to remember this fact. Therefore, Ima only has one masach to break through in order to get to Leah. Remember that. She has to break through her masach and go into. If the shefa was coming from Abba, he has to break through two masachim, his and hers, in order to get to Leah. That wouldn't be possible. We don't break two masachim. So therefore, she breaks one masach, that's what he says, she nukva, ein la rak masach echad bilvah, livko al etzetz, v'lisiba ha-masach ahu, lea hi kula dinim. Now since there is a masach, soft, and she's receiving a tiny bit of filtered shefa, she stays kula dinim. Remember, because she comes from the achoraim of Ima, achoraim always represents the bechin of dinim, kemo she's ba'e lekaman b'zat Hashem, we'll explain later on, in Shah Rachel Veleya Reshberg base. We'll explain more about this in and of the Leah is completely dinim. Okay, about Der Ponim Dezam Ein Yoitze Sham Shum Bechinas Paltzuv. We don't have any Paltzuv of coming out from the Ponim Dezam because that would be too strong. The Hine as a Cholim Yoitze Memoche Abba ומצד פונים ונקבת יוצא במוחי עם אמא ומצד אחורי זה. So that's the rule. Abba will be משפיע on the front of Zah to משפיע and receive and to create new פרצופים, but פרצופים זכורים. אמא, which is also coming in, is going to משפיע on the אחוריים of Zah and then creating פרצופים נקבת. ליוסף מוכי מצד אבא ביוסף נספשתי עם עד החזה וזה הם חוסים בשני כיסויים. Remember? It's going, Abba's coming in, it's covered over by Ima, and also Zah's covering him over. בכיסוי נאי דה אבא, בכיסוי קלים דה אמא. Sorry, I said that wrong. It's not the כיסוי. For some reason, Mufash also deal with this. Why is Zah considered to be a כיסוי? But of course, the two כיסויים that we're speaking about is the כיסוי of Ima and the כיסוי of Abba himself. Those are two כיסויים. And therefore, kisu denai de ab, kisu im kelim denai de ima. V'chein enu b'hem koach lifkoa letzed la'avol shnei kisuim la'ayel luchut der ponem dezah mechaz v'lemala. And therefore, mechaz v'lemala, you have these two kisuim. And I told the ruler, we don't break through two kisuim. So for mechaz, remember, the fact is that ima is mistayim by the chazim. So Michazil Amali, you have the Kisu of Ima, and then you have the Kisu of Abba, which is coming inside. Nafkamina would be when you go past the Chazen, then you would only have the Yisod of Abba coming in. That would only be one Kisu. O Tamachem, Shima Yapas of Yaakov. So, meaning the first reason why the Pasufim of Abba, the Pasufim of Zechorim are not created through the Panim of Zah, because you have two Kisuim, Mile Chazen Emala. Another reason why the Pasufim of Zechorim are not built in the Panim, Shema Yah Pasuf Yaakov Yosef Keneged Pnei Zah Lemala, Lemala Mile Chazen, Hayu Pnei Zah Mitkasim Velo Yemeir. If Yaakov would be coming out, he would be covering over the face of Avzah. B'ksiv b'ol pnei melech chayim. That we know that Arir is mashpia, Arir ben Zov is mashpia on the pnei of Avzah. So we don't want that covered. Ki ali de aharos ponov of Arachamp is misaknin the dinim and mevatlin koach itzonim that we find in the Patsufim. In the tachtonim, and therefore we don't want anything covering over the ponim of Zah whatsoever. So therefore there's nothing coming out mi-chazir imala from Zah. But omnam mi-chazir v'limata kasher mitpashitim amochim misham v'limata az amochim mitzadim abba she'em ba'em rak kisoy ichad shekvar nigma kisoy keli nanai de'im v'chazir zah. That's the key here, that mi-chazir from the chest downward of Zah there's no more ima there. וכן יש להם שם יכולת לפקוע ולהעיר מחוץ ולזה והוציא פרצוף יעקב, then יעקב is able to come out from there. יוצא ארץ המורחים דאבא מן החז ולמטה מכנגד פנים דזה מבחינת חסדים מגולים לגמרי בלי שום מסך. That means where are the chasadim are coming out? These are the chasadim of Ima. So not only am the aura of Abba coming out to create the partsuv of Yaakov, which is going to be in front of Zah, also the chasadim which were left coming down from the Yisod Ima is also coming mispashin and creating that as well. Omidas mitzad Ima yotze Rachel nukva dezah. So therefore we explain two out of the three. We explain how Rachel is getting your shefa from the das, the back of, that's the shefa of Ima coming in the das Zah, the back of him. We explain how Yaakov is coming getting his shefa. And also we're explaining now Yatzta Rachel Nukva Dezah. She's getting a shefa from, again, she's a Nekeva. So we know the car is the Keva is getting mitzad Ima. Ima, when she's coming down, she's bringing down, well, she's bringing down Mochim de Das. The Mochim de Das. So again, Omidas de mitzad Ima Yotze Rachel Yatzta Rachel Nukva Dezah. Akeras Abayis Ha'ikrit. She's the main one, the wife of Zaz, we call her. And therefore, Harah Gemura, and she's getting Harah Gemura mechaza velemata mitzad ach dezah. Atzium ragle za mamish. Masha enkein beleya, always there masach. Keniska ein rak ha'ora be'alma vikula dina. Remember, as the shepherd's coming down from Ima, remember she's coming through the masach. We spoke about that. The masach. And therefore, there's only a ha'ora coming through the little hole over there. Masha Enkin, when you're coming to the tachas, the tachas the chazim, ima, there is no more ima there. There's no more masach of ima there anymore, and therefore Rachel mechaza. Remember, she's on the backside. Mechaza v'lematav za. She's getting a full fledged, full force of the shefa altogether. Now, remember, and Abba is not the masach because he's inside. So she's getting, she has no masach receiving. Rachel is not receiving any masach whatsoever. As opposed to Leah, she's receiving the masach of, she's getting a shefa via the masach of Ima. Haklala oylem ki Leah hi lemalim min achazit dezah ba'achora v'yotze memochim de'ima. Rachel nukva dezah yotze tachas Leah me'achaz v'lemata dezah ba'achorav gamken v'gam hi yotze memochim de'ima. Yaakov Bala de Leia, Yaakov, which is the husband of Leia, Yotze Michaza Velemate de Arponim de Zah, Yotze Memochim de Am. So that's quite straightforward, all the combination. The only thing which is a bit strange is that Leia is going to be higher than Yaakov. Because Leia is Midat Adachaze, and Yaakov is on the Ponim, but Michaza Lemate. We'll see how that goes. Because again, that's the way it goes. The Achraim, which is the Ima, and the Abba is Mashpi on the Panim. Ela mitzad elu mitzad Ima, v'lo oylam azacha be'er nukva hu panim, v'hi ach b'yesod acho kedem tzeratani. V'hine b'yoyz Abba v'Ima koydem etikrum ach ba'ach, im kol ze'aya Abba b'chinas panim, be'erech nukva shayed ach rav. Again, ha'or is the Abba yotzi litzad ponim, the Ima litzad ach. So now he's explaining more technically how this fits into the era of ponim ach ba'ach and ponim b'ponim. And I think we're running out of time, so we'll stop it here for now. Hashem, we'll continue next time.